Transition away from fossil fuels to a fully renewable energy economy will require a cooperative global effort unprecedented in history. Several versions of this needed transformation for the United States have been articulated, first in the Green New Deal bill proposed by New York Democratic Congressmember Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Massachusetts Democratic Senator Ed Markey. 2020 presidential hopeful Senator Bernie Sanders has put forth a $16.3 trillion plan that he says would create 20 million jobs and pay for itself within 15 years. His plan also promotes environmental justice. Quote, in a truly inclusive movement that prioritizes young people, workers, indigenous people, communities of color, and other historically marginalized groups, he said. Greta Thunberg's words from last December's UN climate summit in Katowice, Poland, bear repeating. The two-week ministerial meeting was almost over. The plenary schedule was running late. At close to midnight, Greta, then 15 years old, gave a short, powerful address. She rocked the hall. Her words quickly resonated around the world.
We have not come here to beg world leaders to care. You have ignored us in the past, and you will ignore us again. We have run out of excuses, and we are running out of time. We have come here to let you know that change is coming, whether you like it or not. The real power belongs to the people. Thank you.
On Tuesday, after sustained protests for several years, the University of California announced it's divesting its $84 billion pension and endowment funds of all fossil fuel investments. The storms that batter island nations from the Bahamas to the Philippines and coastal communities from Florida to Newfoundland are occurring with greater frequency and greater strength. In response, a rapidly growing global movement of climate activists led by youth is heating up as well. I'm Amy Goodman with Dennis Moynihan.
It's WGXC 90.7 FM.
Right.
Accra.
Keep going.
Hudson, Catskill, Phoenicia, and lots of other places.
That's an interesting addition.
And Valencia.
And
or
Valencia.
As they usually call it when you first land in Columbia County.
Valati. Very well done. Did you mention the online way
and to And online use? At WGXC.org.
Yes.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the Science of Aesthetics Laser and Med Spa, offering a wide variety of multifaceted cosmetic services at 810 Union Street in Hudson. Consultations are available. Information at 518-697-5390 and scienceofaesthetics.net.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Cornelius Eady of New York, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Green and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Back with it, girl. See ya. Them it, girl. Ba-da-bang, bang. Bounce with it, girl. Dance with it, girl. Get with it, girl. Ba-da-bang, bang.
Come on, come on.
Baby, I don't need dollar bills to have fun tonight.
Baby, I don't need dollar bills to have fun tonight.
Baby, I don't need dollar bills to have fun tonight.
Welcome to Clubhouse Radio, live from the Catskill Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM WGXC, broadcasting ICRA, Catskill, Hudson. That was Cheap Thrills by Sia, who is also an artist in recovery, featuring Sean Paul. We're here in front of our studio audience, preparing to bring you the Word Shop. We'll kick off our show after the local news and weather.
Newsroom. This is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Amanda Purcell reports for Columbia Green Media that the COPEC Planning Board voted September 5th to extend the public comment period on the proposed Carryville gas station. Public can submit comments at least through the next planning board meeting, October 3rd. GRJH wants to put a gas station and convenience store on the 1.7-acre parcel at the intersection of Route 7 and Route 23. COPEC Planning Board Chairman Bob Haight said at the September meeting that, and I quote, "After 2 years, I think we should close the public hearing," end quote. Board members Marcia Becker and Steve Sabaris agreed, while members John Urban, Ed Sawchuk, and Julie Cohen voted to keep the public comment period open. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Patricia R. Doxey reports in the Daily Freeman that Representative Antonio Delgado blames Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and President Donald Trump for the lack of action on gun control issues after so many deaths in mass shootings recently. Delgado said during a September 10th conference call with reporters, and I quote, "It's naked corruption. This feels like money and special interest and gun companies being able to dictate to Mitch McConnell how to proceed," end quote. The president originally voiced support for the background checks after recent mass shootings in Texas and Ohio. Delgado said, and I quote, "Then he got a phone call," end quote, and changed his position. Now McConnell is saying he will only allow votes on the bills the president will sign, and Trump is mum about what legislation he approves. Delgado has voted for a couple of gun control measures this year that have not received votes in the Senate. He met members of Hudson Valley chapter of Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America September 9th in Rhinebeck, and he applauded their efforts to pass gun control legislation. Delgado said, and I quote, "I told them their work is effective, that work is happening," end quote. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. David Lombardo reports for the Albany Times Union that background checks for firearm purchases in New York can now take up to 30 days as a new law took effect September 12th in New York. Previously, after 3 days, one could buy a gun even if a background check was inconclusive. Now, 27 additional days will be allowed. Officials say 90% of background checks are completed in just a few days. Backers of the measure say a longer period for a background check would have stopped Dylan Roof, the perpetrator of a mass shooting at a church in Charleston, from buying a weapon. The president of the New York State Rifle and Pistol Association, Tom King, said the law is not necessary, saying it is, and I quote, "feel-good legislation," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Mid-Hudson News reports that Ulster County officials are explaining that there are 7 sites for early voting from October 26th through November 3rd. New York mandated early voting earlier this year, going into effect this October. Ulster County has public awareness campaigns on with ads on the internet and radio and posters and pamphlets in local stores and public spaces. October 11th is the last day to register to vote in the November 5th election. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Broadcasting from under an open ladder, standing on broken shards of a mirror, this is the better weather for Friday the 13th. The day starts off with a little fog, and temperatures that actually dropped into the upper 40s for the region. It will be dry out as temperatures reach 70 around 3 p.m. Overnight temps will be in the mid-50s. Tomorrow we'll have a chance of rain with highs in the upper 60s. Sunday should be drier with highs in the mid-70s. On the river, today's high tides will be at 3:03 a.m., 3:29 p.m. Low tides will be at 9:36 a.m. and at 9:50 p.m. Water temperature will be 74 degrees. Looking way up, we see that the object discovered by Gennady Borisov is indeed a comet. This celestial snowball will make its closest approach to Earth at the end of December. This is only the second known object observed by humans to come from outside of our solar system, the first being the asteroid Oumuamua, or Muamua, however you want to pronounce it, that was the first. If you would like to get up close and personal with Comet Borisov, it will be around for a while and you can use your telescopes. For assistance, go to minorplanetcenter.net. Solar wind is currently 487 kilometers per second at 4.2 protons per milliliter, and with a 35% chance of black cats crossing your path, this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Maker Syndicate.
WGXE underwriting support is provided by Hilo Catskill, cafe, bar, art gallery, and performance space located at 365 Main Street, Catskill, New York. Waveform's WGXE is pleased to broadcast live from Hilo every Tuesday morning starting at 9 a.m. In addition, Hilo live events are streamed and broadcast in conjunction with the Waveform Radio Transmit Partner Program.
WGXE is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Melissa Alftermar and Tony Stone of Hudson, New York. WGXE's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXE as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
That was the Clubhouse Radio theme song by Silreo. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, presenting 1 hour of Wordshop, Back to School and Recovery. I'm DJ Squirtle, and I'm here with
DJ Bulbasaur,
and DJ Tree,
and DJ Kansu.
All views expressed on Clubhouse Radio are our truth and may not represent the views and opinions of the Clubhouse's parent organization, the Mental Health Association of Columbia Greene. We'll be right back after some brief messages.
Today, millions of people all across America are building a life in recovery from addiction and mental illness.
Helping themselves and helping each other.
Join the Voices for Recovery.
Together, we are stronger.
For confidential information and treatment referral for mental and substance use disorders, call 1-800-662-HELP.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Millones de personas en el país están reconstruyendo sus vidas
y recuperándose de las adicciones y los desórdenes mentales, ayudándose unos a otros.
Para remisión a tratamiento por trastornos mentales y uso de sustancias, llama al 1-800-662-4357.
Patrocinado por el Departamento de Salud y Servicios Humanos de los Estados Unidos.
I saw you in the bathroom.
Don't do it.
I saw you in the halls.
Don't do it.
I seen you in the school locker room.
Don't do it.
If you want a vape-free escape, the clubhouse is open Thursday through Saturday, 3 to 9 p.m. ages 12 to 18.
All right, we out.
Deuces.
She told me put my heart. I'm not fast, so I-
That was Robbery by Juice WRLD.
Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, where we're here doing the word shop.
Heck yeah.
We love the word shop, creative writing, get into the topics we care about, which this month are what?
Back to school and recovery.
They've been going hand in hand. It's September is National Recovery Month, so we're in line, I think, with that work. And then it's back to school, and that's what's up with for all of y'all, so it's a good thing to talk about.
I also hate school.
Don't say
so,
that.
So, time is crunchy, and we've got some amazing content for our show today. So, for our listeners who know, Word Shop is where we get to do different writing things, and so yesterday we had an awesome time, I think, responding to some different writing prompts. Yeah.
I had a fun time.
Yeah, it was all right. And so we had two prompts, and you're going to hear some different pieces that were written just yesterday and workshopped in the last 24 hours and prepared to bring to you on the radio. So one of our prompts was writing a letter to a teacher, was the idea, explaining to them what you would need to thrive in school. And then the other prompt that we did was had some time. We did kind of a responding to what are called risk and protective factors for substance abuse. So basically taking these kind of academic jargony concepts and giving us a chance to like create some life about them. Right. So, So these are things that a lot of academics say are what help you, which is what you should pay attention to if you want to know whether or not a youth's at risk for substance abuse. And so we got to break those down and spend some time with them. So anyway, that's what we got set up for you. We're going to kick off with our first form of that prompt, which was the letter prompt, right? That you're going to be doing. Is that what you're doing for us first, Emily?
Yep.
Yeah.
Teacher prompt.
All right.
Dear teacher, I need you to let go, and I need you to let me be. I can't take the pressure, I can't take the stress. When you shove work down my throat, my world just collapses. When I speak, you leave me outspoken. You take my freedom and make me feel exhausted. You've broken me in ways I've never been broken. Feeling like a ghost, like an outcast. Feeling like I'm drowning with an anchor attached. Even though you try to bring me down, I rise up and live each day as my last.
Thank you, Emily. That's awesome.
Of course.
How was it? How did it feel? Yeah. How did it feel to write that? Like, did you feel like?
I don't know. I feel like when I was writing it, I had some other emotions also like poured into my poem. So it's kind of like a mixed kind of feeling.
Okay. Did you feel like you might ever actually be able to say that to a teacher by like writing that?
Absolutely not.
Okay. Heard. Can you talk a little bit maybe about like in the editing process of it, how it felt to do that? I mean, I know it's a short process, right? So we talked about like not wanting to rush trying to do
Definitely.
A bunch of edits on creative work just overnight, right? But I know we did a little bit with the form.
Right. Originally, I had, like, my work kind of, like, almost together. And then, like, we separated it and, like, reworked things. So, like, the first line has like starts with the same word as like the next line.
Right.
And that does that like repeatedly. So like it's not like the same line all the way through, but like it's like the same word for like each thing.
Kind of like couplets a little bit, but not rhyming at the end. It was the first, like the word, like I think, you make, you take,
right? Right.
Yeah. I think that, yeah, I appreciated that. And also your willingness to, in the feeling like that was a second add into the poem, right?
And that was not originally there, and then like wanted to continue that couplet feel.
Mm-hmm. I think it worked. Also, yesterday, you know, what we're talking about in terms of like how do you recover your mental health, how do you recover after school, and you sang.
I did sing.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
we recorded it yesterday.
Mm-hmm. And it was a cappella cover of All I Ask, which is originally by Adele, but you're kind of singing the Leroy Sanchez version, right?
Yes. All that is exactly what happened.
Alright, and you've been practicing this and wanted to see how you sound, right?
Like, yeah, I was planning on using this for my audition for the school play. So I wanted to see how I sound with it.
Alright, so introducing Emily, a cappella, All I Ask. By DJ Squirtle.
I will leave my heart at the door. I won't say a word. They've all been said before, you know. So why don't we just play pretend like we're not scared of what is coming next, or scared of having nothing left? Look, don't get me wrong, I know there is no tomorrow. All I ask is if this is my last night with you, hold me like I'm more than just a friend. Give me a memory I can use. Take me by the hand while we do what lovers do. It matters how this ends, 'cause what if I never love again? I don't need your honesty, it's already in your eyes, and I'm sure my eyes, they speak for me. No one knows me like you do, and since you're the only one that matters, tell me, who do I run to? Don't get me wrong, I know there is no tomorrow. All I ask is if this is my last night with you, hold me like I'm more than just a friend. Give me a memory I can use. Take me by the hand while we do what lovers do. It matters how this ends, 'cause what if I never love again? Let this be a lesson in love. Let this be the way we remember us. I don't wanna be cruel. And I ain't asking for forgiveness. All I ask is if this is my last night with you. Hold me like I'm more than just a friend. Give me a memory. Take me by the hand while we do what lovers do. It matters how this ends. 'Cause what if I never love again?
Thank you, DJ Squirtle. So,
wow.
The next piece we have is from somebody who worked in workshop with us yesterday, and they had a letter to a teacher at their school. They wanted to remain anonymous about it. So, dear sir, it has come to my attention that I can't wear my do-rag in school. Why? It has also come to my attention that I can't wear things on my head, forehead, etc. One thing you should do to resolve this issue is to tell me that I can wear my do-rag. Not because it's cool. I just want to wear my do-rag because I want to wear it for my hair and my waves. Guys care about their hair, too. It's not because I want to be ignorant or just be like, oh, look, I'm in a gang. I'm not in a gang. My do-rag doesn't distract my teachers from teaching, but if it hurts you so badly, just ban them. But it will only benefit you. Plus, you're wrong, sir. And also, I guess it's wrong when I speak out against groups of girls with the Nike headbands calling me retarded. Okay. Signed, a student.
Yeah. Wow.
So, we're going to take a little bit of a song break with, who do we got, DJ Bulbasaur?
Nameless by Lil Keed.
Slime love.
Yeah, she working. She wants some money every time she get that work. I told her, hey, 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 girl, can't take it. Yeah, she take it. Never rent it, take it. Body right, fit this. More than a mistress. She made me miss it. She didn't want to lick it. I don't know her whole name. I just met her one day. And I gave her a nickname. And I changed the whole scenery. Let's go. One time she can't stop calling me.
This is our last prompt. Well, our last piece from the prompt, Writing a Letter to Your Teacher, What Do You Need to Thrive at School? Written by Felix, who is 14 years old, who was in workshop with us yesterday. Dear teachers, students are tired of having their voices muted. We're tired of nights spent lacking sleep, exhausted from the binders of homework and piles of worksheets. What we really need is our creativity back. I don't want to be a mindless robot programmed as equations and success out. Give us back our youth and allow us to express ourselves while also providing us with an education. Last time I checked, education didn't require a loss of individuality. Help us discover our correct paths. Don't try and force us down a road of your own. In order for us to thrive, we need to have a sense of who we are first, don't we? Sincerely, every student ever.
Yeah, thank you, Felix. All right. DJ Bulbasaur, DJ Squirtle. Did that resonate with y'all?
Yeah, that was right. Pretty solid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, so we're going to take a song break with straight edge artist Vince Staples, Fun, before we do the news, and we'll be back in a little bit.
One time circling the block, little buddy got murdered on the flat. Two times, you know how he rock. You know who he knocked on, you know who he shot. You know how he coming, come for nothing I got. Christian Dior, I'm crippin' Bior. Made a uh-oh, let him miss any door. Gave a little money to me, now I ain't want more. Don't be looking funny when we come up in the store. My black is beautiful, but I still shoot at you, dog. Tupac, dev tails off. Watch out for the n****s in the lake, one more. Shoot touch, no boo brunch. No big change, no blue chucks. Just big things, cut gon' bust. Cut short bust, but we ain't on one. We just wanna have fun. We don't wanna f*** up none. We don't wanna f*** up none. Fun, we don't wanna f*** up none. And we don't give a f*** about none. We just wanna have fun. We don't wanna f*** up none. We don't wanna f*** up none. Fun, we don't wanna f*** up none. And we don't give a f*** about none. We just wanna have fun. I'm so nerfy, my laws go viral for me right slow. Hopped out gay, I feet think I know why he no like me. He broke, we know, since he told, he old prince. Black and white like old flicks, we blend me dance like gold. This I mold this, give me all the money in my hand. Type of money, pop a rubber band. Miss with the glitz and the glam. Fried catfish at the Ritz in Japan, yeah. Kicking baby, tell me when to go.
Tell me when to
go. Tweaking, I'ma leave him on the floor.
Leave him on the floor.
Freaky in the alley, yada yo. But we don't want to smoke, we just want to have fun.
Yeah.
We don't want to f*** up none. We don't want to f*** up none. Fun, we don't want to f*** up none. And we don't give a f*** about none. We just want to have fun. We don't want to f*** up none. We don't want to f*** up none. Fun, we don't want to f*** up none. And we don't give a f*** about none. We just want to have fun.
From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Sarah Tapton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Friends of St. Patrick's Church are continuing the effort to reopen the historic Catskill Church. The 134-year-old St. Patrick's, located on Bridge Street, was closed in 2016 by the Roman Catholic Diocese of Albany. The Friends, a group of 25 parishioners, have appealed the diocese's decision, but that appeal was denied by the Vatican's Congregation of the Clergy in 2018. Deborah Johnson, the co-chair of Friends of St. Patrick Church, said, and I quote, We recently heard that our appeal is expected to be heard by the Collegium of Cardinals, but that the promoter of justice, Father Johannes DeWitt, has also written that the financial situation of the parish is very bad, and it's demonstrated that the parish at the moment cannot afford to keep the church, end quote. Republican Greene County legislator Matthew Lavera of Catskill wrote to Albany Catholic Diocese Bishop Edward Schappenberger in 2017, asking that the diocese allow the community more time to raise the needed funds to repair the church. Anthony Petriani, co-chair of the Friends Group, believes there is still hope of overturning the diocese's decision. He said, and I quote, "They didn't follow protocol when they closed the church. They should have let the congregation know. It should have been up to the people," end quote. Petriani said parishioners were in the midst of a capital campaign when St. Patrick's was closed. The Friends will continue to fundraise while the appeal is pending. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Bill Mahoney is reporting for Politico New York. As most of New York minor parties are fighting to maintain fusion voting, the Green Party is urging the Public Campaign Financing Commission to end the practice. Electoral fusion is the practice of allowing two or more political parties on a ballot to list the same candidate, pooling the candidate's votes. New York's working families and conservative parties have filed lawsuits to stop the commission from even considering the plan. New York co-chair Peter Lavina said, and I quote, "The Green Party has always maintained that political parties should run candidates on their own lines. Candidates should run on party platforms, not the cross-endorsement game that we see, which is often a horse-trading patronage game that the working families, conservative, and independence parties tend to play," end quote. Unlike every other well-established party in New York, the candidates the Green Party supports run on just one ballot line. But the party's official status makes it easier for candidates to occasionally steal the line. Enrolled members can force a primary by collecting the signatures of only 5% of the party's members in a district. In 2016, Republican State Senator George Amador defeated Democrat Sarah Nicoli in the Green Party primary after the party enrollment in Hunter suddenly increased. The town's members backed Amador 39-0. Read the full story at Politico New York. Carl Campanile is reporting for the New York Post. The number of New York State residents with health insurance has increased for the eighth consecutive year, defying a national trend, according to new census data. The portion of the state's population without medical coverage last year was 5.4%, down from 5.7% in 2017. The number of uninsured New Yorkers dropped by just over 1 million. The uninsured rate is now half what it was in 2013, the year before the Affordable Care Act went into effect. Nationally, the uninsured rate rose to 8.9% in 2018, up from 8.7% the previous year. New York was one of the most aggressive states in leveraging federal funds to increase the number of residents eligible for public health insurance programs. In his analysis of the data, Bill Hammond of the Albany-based fiscally conservative think tank Empire Center for Public Policy said, and I quote, "Current trends suggest the state could achieve universal coverage through relatively modest expansions of its existing efforts," end quote. New York had the ninth lowest rate of uninsured residents and was one of 15 states with a declining uninsured rate and one of only three that dropped significantly, according to the Empire analysis. Read the full story in the New York Post. David Lombardo is reporting for the Times Union. Legislation signed into law September 12th creates new food guidelines for preventing and responding to allergic reactions by extending protections already in place at schools to early child programs. Child care providers will now be required to provide staff training and have preventive measures and prepared emergency responses in place, adhering to procedures created by the State Department of Health, pediatricians, and allergy specialists. Assemblymember Al Taylor, the Manhattan Democrat who sponsored the legislation, said, and I quote, "No family should live in fear that their child will suffer an allergic attack with no one on hand capable of treating it," end quote. Milk, egg, peanuts, tree nuts, soy, wheat, fish, and shellfish cause the majority of food allergy reactions, according to food allergy research and education. Passage of the legislation followed the death of 3-year-old Elijah Silvera, who was fed a grilled cheese sandwich at his daycare despite having a dairy allergy. Read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXE.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend. Semi-automatic, who done had it, and he ready for anybody to buck back. Hold on, catch a vibe, ain't no way in hell we leaving nobody alive. Even suicide, no, fuck that. Bobby feeling villainous, he killing us. I'm coming for your man and his lady, and even a baby. I'm feeling like I'm chicken, Slim Shady with rabies. I'm coming at the mouth, ain't nobody taking me out. Every single rapper in the industry, yeah, they know what I'm about. And I dare you to test me, cause not a single one of you motherfuckers impressed me. And maybe that's a little bit of an exaggeration, but I'm full of innovation. And I'm tired of all of this high school, he's cool, he's not rap shit. Can a single one of you even rap? No, this ain't a diss to the game. It's a gas to the flame. Nowadays, everybody sound the same shit. Flame like a moth to the flame. I'm a real man and killing. Are you feeling it? This isn't when I'm spilling it. I'm feeling myself. Yeah, yeah, Bobby, but he been feeling himself. Mass murder like this can't be good for my health. When I rap like this, do I sound like shit? Well, it don't really matter because I'm killing this shit. I'm killing this shit. Oh, yeah, I'm killing this shit. Bobby, how many times you been killing this shit? Find another rhyme. Goddamn, ring it
shit. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, live from the Catskill Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM. WGXE, broadcasting Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. So, today, you were just listening to Homicide by Eminem and Logic, who are both sober artists. And today, we are here with DJ AJ,
DJ Bulbasaur,
and DJ Flip Flip.
DJ Flip Flip.
DJ Flip Flip.
DJ Flip Flip.
What up, though?
So, yep. Welcome back DJ to Flip our Flip. Topic of back to school and recovery.
DJ AJ,
and
DJ
Anthony,
Bulbasaur,
and
DJ Consu,
DJ Flip DJ is Tree. Going to share some
and Lincoln
of his responses to the writing prompts we did yesterday.
Yeah, so first and foremost, thanks for having me. You know, it's been quite a while.
We missed you.
Yeah, you know, just working in school and being that we're speaking about school. So, I mean, some of the things that I, you know, even like, you know, that I would say to some of my professors is like, you know, be patient and don't expect everyone to learn, you know, at the same pace.
Not everybody's the same, you know.
That's true.
Everybody has different learning styles.
You know, some kids, some adults may have, you know, anxiety about presenting in front of classmates.
Yeah.
You know, maybe find, you know, it's, you know, something different that they can do, you
right.
know, especially like if it's graded, you know, like if it's
yeah.
graded, you know, I've been in that situation before where like, I don't think I did my best work. And I'm a, like a really great writer. I don't think I did my best work writing because of, you know, standing up in front of a class of like 35,
yeah.
40 inches.
In our school, they do like, they're like, it's mandatory that you get up there and you do this. And so all of eighth grade was like pretty much forced to stand up and present.
Yeah. You know, and if you're not doing it, then you're losing points or whatever.
Yeah.
You got somebody like me that's, you know, I'm not, you know, not a 4.0, but like a 3.8, 3.9 GPA person. So,
hey, get it.
Yeah, you know, thank you.
No problem.
Yeah, so, you know, just find different things for them. You know, I will also say be clear when you're giving directions for, you know, assignments, whether it's homework, class project, whatever. Like, be clear. Make sure the instructions is, you know, just to a T so students know. And then, because, you know, you have sometimes, and it's not the professor or teacher's fault where like a student may not know exactly what's going on, but
they
may
took
have
it a
that,
different way.
Yeah, well, that too, or may have that fear of just even raising their hand
yeah.
in front of the class and be like, well, what is, you know, I was that student.
Yeah, I do that. Like, if I need help, I'm most likely not gonna ask until the class is over.
You know, I will also tell them, you know, you've been teaching for a very long time, man. Salute to you. I know how, you know, youth can be.
Jesus.
Yeah, but however, like, you know, if you're coming into work, like, just miserable and all this other, like, it's probably just time to just do something else. You know, like, it doesn't help. It doesn't help the youth trying to, you know, whether they're learning or not. It doesn't help the classroom.
Nobody
period.
Benefits from
you
that.
Know, nobody. You know, like, your energy, you know, kids feed
off.
I mean,
I guess it helps them by getting like stuff off their chest or whatever. But your classroom is not is not the place to do it.
Or talk about your past girlfriends or
like,
whatever.
Like right,
they just
walk like when it's time like to leave, like we leave the classroom, then they want to sit on their desk and play Candy Crush to talk about.
Well, I had teachers that play Candy Crush during class.
Yeah. Well, you know, you know, and this one is, you know, like even when I was a kid, you know, like stop being so quick to send kids to the principal's office. Like, you know, like
principal.
Let them
Like, come on, like, you know, well, sometimes, you know, like kids may be going through things, you know what I mean? Like, and maybe they don't know how to express themselves properly or whatever. It may just be a cry of help.
It
cry
be
for
like
help,
that.
Pardon.
It do be
yeah.
like that.
So instead of, you know, go to the principal's office and all this in school, I don't know what they do now. I had a whole lot of in-school suspensions and, you know, but, yeah, you know, just talk to them, man, and try to see what's going on, you know, go from there. And lastly, man, I would say, which is really a big one for me, be creative with your assignments. Yeah. You know, don't you know, you've been a teacher forever, like don't be teaching something from you know, teaching, you know, try to create different curriculums or whatever. Man.
Make
it
stuff fun
like
for
20
the
years ago. Yeah,
well,
like nobody wanna
I think the problem with that is now Common Core is always changing, so they're always like bringing up old lessons to be taught now. Like when I was in elementary school, they changed Common Core for the first time. And then they were like, "So forget all the stuff you learned before, this is how we're doing it now." And then we got to maybe about sixth grade, I want to say, and they changed it again. And then we got to eighth grade, and they changed it again. So we were, like, constantly forgetting and relearning.
The Common Core system is broken.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, like, see, even with that, if I heard you right, like, they switch up.
Yeah.
With it. Yeah, it's just, like...
They basically, like, forget everything you learned, forget everything this person taught you, because it was wrong. Now it's wrong. So.
Oh, well, you know, with that, like, you know, I don't know. Every teacher has their way
of
teaching. You know what I mean? But
I don't really think that that the board of education seen it that way. I see it as like, oh, so they see it as, oh my gosh, we just found like a new creative way for the kids to
suffer.
No, not for the kids to be able to learn the math or the reading or the science, and it's easier for them to understand what's going on in the classroom.
I summed it up
when
I said
up
suffering.
To date.
But you know what? I kind of like the idea of that, like switching up, because like, you know, like I was saying yesterday, like you got to understand, like a lot of, and I'm talking about teachers that's just like real stale. It's like, just one dimensional way of teaching. Like, you know, I can respect, I think like switching up is good, because like,
it's,
you know, we're always in,
like
we're always like,
what I mean by like changing it is literally like they bring the old stuff back, like the old way of teaching,
which
they're,
is
like, bringing
which
it
is
back.
Fine, but like
they make
if you
it,
can
it's still boring. Either
well,
way
well
you
see
put
yeah
it.
And I don't know who your teachers is, I don't know how they teach this and the third,
well,
but like
now I have like some teachers that are just like they're very like animated and have a lot of energy, but maybe it's because I'm in certain classes.
See, I mean, basically what I'm trying to say in a nutshell is teach the times you're in, if that makes any sense. Like, don't be teaching way back when. Like, you know, kids are into technology, whatever else they're in, try to find those things that they're in and make it, you know, where, like,
but
whatever you're teaching, whatever they learn is going to be fun. Like, you know, add some culture.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Like, I understand.
Add some culture.
Like, I understand,
we
like...
We need culture in this life.
Like, I understand, like, the whole, like, one kind of, like, culture thing. Like, having things, like, not, like, so, like, one way, one path. We're doing it this way, only this way, strictly this way.
But, like, they do that a lot in common.
Like, I understand that. But then there's also the fact that, like, I want a teacher that's going to come in, that's going to have, like bundles of energy. He's going to be like, oh... Like
I have,
you know,
one of those,
like someone
teachers
who's gonna like crack,
I had one.
Someone who's gonna like crack some jokes. Someone who's gonna like let us be ourselves and not gonna judge us. Like if something slips up, like out of our mouth, they're like, "Oh my god, principal's office. I'm sorry. We were just having fun, but principal's office."
Yeah.
You know, that's great, but I would just say, like, sometimes, you know what, a lot of people may not, you know, it's hard to establish boundaries. No.
This is The Word Shop, Clubhouse Radio, DJ Tree. Thank you, DJ Flip Flop, for breaking it down for us. A lot of like really incredible advice and thoughtful insights about, yeah, how our teachers can help create an environment where we can actually thrive.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to keep reading some poetry that we put together during The Word Shop. We've just got a couple more pieces to do. So
let's do it.
So I'm going next.
Oh, you are?
I know.
Wow.
I know.
You sound so different on the radio.
Yeah. So this is, so everything we've heard so far was from that first, the write a letter to your teacher prompt.
Yes.
What does it take for you to thrive at school? Mm-hmm. The second prompt we did was incorporating different words or concepts from, what are called risk and protective factors.
Oh, I hate those words.
Aren't they awful?
They're just like, when you were like, oh, it's a risk. Why is it a risk? Because New York State says it is. Like, what's going on
Yeah,
there?
So these came from, these are called, quote, youth substance abuse risk and protective factors.
Ugh.
And they are considered environmental or other, like, factors going on in a youth and in a youth's life that either indicate that they might be more at risk for abusive relationship to substances or might have more protection from. And so if you're designing programs or workshops or things, the idea or creating a school environment is you want to reduce the things that create risk, mm-hmm. right? And build up the things that create protection. And so we broke that down. And so some of the words or the factors under risk were things like anxiety,
mm-hmm.
Peer rejection,
uh-huh.
a low commitment to school,
mm.
rebelliousness, which I thought was an interesting one for them to put in there.
The way I interpreted it, I was like, do you mean like rebelling or just like standing up for yourself? Because if we're not doing exactly what you say we're doing, then are we necessarily rebellious or are mm-hmm. we just advocating? So there's a fine line between that.
Yeah.
Some people need to learn it.
Right. So I super appreciate that insight. I think there's a lot of stuff in here, right, that's like mm-hmm. really disconnected from the reality.
And teachers need to support their students. If you don't support your students, then what are you doing as a teacher?
Oh, God.
PSA brought to you by
William.
No.
Mm-mm. Ooh, I don't know who that is either.
No, who is that? Show. Who is that new name? Who this?
Bulbasaur.
DJ Bulbasaur. Who is that?
I'm sorry, DJ Bulbasaur.
So I'm going to go ahead and drop into the piece that is in response to weaving in those different concepts. Oh, wait. I'm just kidding.
You were kidding.
Yeah. DJ Kansu is going to respond to that prompt.
Oh, he's going to rap?
I'm going to read my pieces, which is a response to a letter to a teacher.
He's about to spit bars.
Because I've got too many things running
he's
through my
spit
head.
Bars.
Uh-huh.
This
we're going to close out on that because I don't want to have to go after.
DJ Kansu about to spit the bars.
Makes me nervous.
No,
so.
Don't be nervous. Good.
DJ Kansu about to spit the bars.
So the last, write a letter to your teacher. What do you need to thrive at school? Teacher, I need you to say no to the foolery. Empower the youth to chart their own destiny, trust their wisdom, celebrate their neurodiversity. Replace multiplication tables with ideas that enable creative thought and self-reliance, radical critique and authority defiance. Teacher, I need you to honor your position. Don't look down on those subjected to listen to your version of the world explicated. Check your bias and check your privilege. Fight the whitewashed lies history books sell us. Liberate the minds within your grasp. This hope may be our last.
Mars.
That was fire.
Appreciate you.
Thank you, Fees.
Yeah, I got you. DJ
Tree. DJ
Tree. Formerly known as Fees.
Keep
We're
giving
all
out
outed on the show right now.
Just a little bit.
Keep giving out people's, out of radio
I'm
names.
I'm sorry.
So we're going to.
It's been a while.
Going to kick you off.
I'm rusty. Leave me be.
All right. Let's catch a little bit of the song that you picked out.
Oh, yes. I love this song.
Yeah, you want to close this out with that? All right.
We're going to close
Time's
out
crunchy.
With it.
We're too crunchy. All right. I'm going to pass the mic over to DJ Kansu, who's going to bring us home on
DJ Dab. DJ Kansu fell
the
right.
Edgelord.
Okay.
The
So, yeah, this was, I did the prompt, the second prompt, the risk factors. And feedback from the word shop yesterday was that I should do it over beat. So this is a beat I haven't really tried out, and we'll see how this goes. So
it's fire.
We'll see. All right.
You got
all right.
DJ Kansu. Risk factors against which I need to cultivate. Nah, maybe I should wait until the beat drops. False beat drop, it was. Risk factors against which I need to cultivate protection according to a system that willfully triggers anxiety on a regular basis, perpetuating high self-esteem only for the white, the thin. Media deluge of the lean and perfection, marginalization and goat man. If I ain't used to peer rejection, how does a weird kid avoid that? Extreme parental protection from external harm and fear results in living under a rock because isolation, trusting no one is safer than trying year after year to bolster acquaintances into friendships only to lose them when you actually need them. Is dropping out of college for a minute considered a low commitment to school or just a different pathway to education? Where are these elusive opportunities to resolve conflict hidden under golden eggs, silver spoon magnets? Words related to rebelliousness include civil disobedience and non-cooperation. So you mean because I'm worried about adequate socioeconomic resources for the family, I should have more civility? Y'all got it twisted about what it means to be free. And just cause I ain't snitching don't mean I'm sticking. So these favorable attitudes toward drugs just mean I don't judge. Extended family support is my kin. Blowing a pound on a birthday. What you know about me? What you know about me?
Bars. I told you guys. Bars. It was bars.
I told you it was bars.
Amazing job.
Oh, yeah.
Where's the do the thing? Yeah. All right. Should I?
Yeah. Bring us home.
And we're going to bring it home with Firefight. No, I'm not going to Fire Chuck by Melanie Martinez. Fire Drill
by
Melanie Martinez.
But first,
shout outs.
So if you're 12 to 18 and want to get involved in programming our radio show, join us for radio workshop at the Catskill Youth Clubhouse every Thursday and Fridays at 5 p.m. We'll finish with our shout outs now.
What you got?
Got big thank you to Wave Farm and WGXC for making this radio program possible.
Yep.
Hearing all the fire on Friday. Fire on Friday. Make it a hashtag.
Mm-hmm.
Hashtag also thank you to Juice Branch.
And Relish
Toys. Thank you to the Catskill and Hudson Youth Clubhouses and Mental Health Association of Columbia Green Counties for supporting this program. Also, shout out to the Out of the Darkness Walk.
Yep.
If you want to go. It's on Saturday, tomorrow, at 11 a.m. Mm-hmm. And it's at Dutchman's Landing, the park, the point, whichever one
whatever
you want to
call
it. And also, shout out to my boy Fabian. His birthday was yesterday.